the department is looking at what it sets down as its own guidelines in such cases. But we don't want the department to be looking away into the future. We want this to be something that's treated with a bit of urgency. The situation arises that when some people apply for housing with the council, for transfers within the council housing system, or for works to their house, when they apply on their disability or medical grounds, they're asked to provide medical supports in forms of letters of support from the GPs and from, in serious cases, from the consultants. Now, in Donegal, with a population of 160,000, there's almost 23,000, or 14% of the population, that have at least one disability. That's from the census. In Donegal, on the housing issue, 13% of people with a disability in Donegal live in social housing, compared with 9% of the general population. So that there does exist this necessity in Donegal. The problem is, not everyone who's attending the doctor for a medical condition needs to be with a consultant, and some of the waiting lists to see a consultant can take up to 3 years. So it disadvantages those people where they can't come to a conclusion on their application here within the council, and it adds to the stress that the applicant is making in the first place.
So what would you like to see? Would you like to see like GPs issuing these letters instead of consultants, maybe to speed up that process?
Well, I would never consider myself to be in a position of what a GP or a consultant should do. It's the process where people are being referred into a system within the HSE that is backed up, taken into several years before they can get a reply. So what I'm asking is for, within our own system here, to take a look at this here and alleviate this unnecessary delay that's been placed upon the applicant.